clearly seems as if Say Yes has their finger on the pulse to make sure that the community is supporting this child's success and their journey in education.
Felicia Andrews is from Greensboro, North Carolina. She's a mother of a fifth grader and serves as a Say Yes ambassador in her community. Greensboro is one of the next potential cities to provide Say Yes. Andrews came here to learn about Buffalo's success with a tuition-free college program.
So sitting in this meeting, what I got a greater understanding of was how the community actually comes together in this process of helping the children. So to note that there are the different churches, then there's a different nonprofit organizations, there's the academic side of it.
The Greensboro Say Yes program has raised $10 million, but still needs about $8 million more. Andrews says community buy-in is also needed to support it.
Anyone can get a high school diploma, okay? But are you career and college ready? When you get that high school diploma, what is your real intention towards fulfilling your passion and your walk in your life? And that's where the community and this program, Say Yes to Education, is literally leveling the playing field.
Greensboro community members were joined by representatives from Baltimore. The Baltimore school superintendent also visiting Say Yes to learn more about the program. Buffalo's latest Say Yes numbers issued by the National Student Clearinghouse are actually higher than the national rate of 61%. Say Yes Executive Director David Russ says soon they'll add extended learning time to improve student life.
So what we'll be announcing soon is a commitment to summer school going forward, including sustainable funding and a programmatic structure that's going to be good for students. We hope to follow that with after-school program.
Say Yes Buffalo is trying to raise another $10 million to provide needed support service programs. It's already raised $20 million in the campaign. But Rust noted there is still a long way to go to improve the city's overall graduation rates. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.